From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Erdogan declares state of emergency in a move that paves the way for further purging of his opponents. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan declared a state of emergency in Turkey after a coup attempt on Friday failed to topple him and his government. The state of emergency will be in place for a period of 3 months, Erdogan announced in a television address on Wednesday night that followed marathon meetings, first with his National Security Council and later with his cabinet. Defense ministers from more than 30 countries have reviewed and agreed upon the next steps for taking on the Islamic State terror group and its final strongholds. Following the counter-Islamic State meeting at Joint Base Andrews outside of Washington, D.C., Defense Secretary Ashton Carter said the coalition's next moves will culminate in seizing control of Mosul, the major IS hub in Iraq, and Raqqa, the terror group's self-proclaimed capital in Syria. Elsewhere in Washington, John Kerry hosted an Iraq donor conference. He says ISIS is on the run, referring to the terrorist organization by its Middle Eastern pejorative.
There is nobody at this table who would argue that the momentum hasn't shifted. It has shifted. And Daesh has been driven out of almost half the territory that once occupied in Iraq.
He says, however, that for people wishing to return to their homes, there continue to be obstacles.
But there are extraordinary dangers in that going back, because refrigerators, closets, beds, rooms have been left with IEDs. And a significant number of people in the hundreds, multiple hundreds, have lost their lives simply in the act of trying to go back into their home.
The Secretary of State is hoping that the meeting would raise at least $2 billion for the war.